I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.
All right, I am Jimbo Paris, and welcome to the Jimbo Paris Show. Today we've got Mr. Watson. Let's see what he has to say. All right, the master of time. How's it going?
Very good indeed. It's nice to be here.
Yeah, really a privilege. I see you're you have a lot going on in the back there.
I have a lot going on in the back. It's a couple of my models that I work with people on, and I'll explain those a little bit later on if you like.
Excellent. So I should probably begin with the first question. Can you tell me a bit of who you are, what you're about, and what your message is?
Hi, Les Watson, Get More Time and Creating Success Coaching. I work with people on getting back an hour a day because most people have too much to do and not enough time to do it in. So I can give you back an hour a day. I can take some of that anxiety off your life and be able to bring some focus in, some peace, and allow you to create the life that you want.
Wow. Well, that's a powerful statement. Create the life that you want. And what gives you this confidence that you can create the life that most people would want?
It comes down to the individual wanting what they want. And we all, I have a saying that says, if you're breathing, you need time management. We all have this interrelation with time, and some of us get stuck with it. Some of us are underneath it. Some of us are on top of it. Some of us just go with it and don't care. However, if you can master your relationship with time, you have the ability to be in control and therefore not at the beck and call of it, but you actually go, here's what I want to create in the time that I've got, and purpose to create it. So it depends on what you're saying to yourself. If you're saying you're always late, you're always late, you're always late, you'll probably always be late. Just a small facet, but if you're actually speaking it out of your mouth that you're always going to be late, you'll always be late. I'm actually never late. And it came about from many, many years of just focusing on, I can do this, I can do this, I can do this. And now I can have an alarm set like this morning at 4:30, and my internal body clock goes off at 4:25, and I wake up before the alarm. So if you can get in touch with what it is that you want to create, then you can actually purpose towards making it so.
So I'll be real with you. When I first came on here and I was expecting an interview, I was expecting a very logical, very kind of anal, super structured person, but you come across more of as, you know, time is a mindset. You know, well, time is just kind of who you are. You know, it's very different from what I was expecting to see.
Yeah. There are a lot of time management productivity gurus that go ABC, XYZ, get this, do prioritization, handle your inbox, those sorts of things. There are hard skills and there are soft skills. And I'm able to combine both of them. I was able to really get in touch with who I was and what worked for me and what didn't work for me. And one of the first couple of seminars was on time management and productivity. And it changed my life. It really did. I went from someone that drifted in life to someone that had purpose, that someone that didn't have any systems, that a person that had systems that worked for me that were fun, that I loved, that I went, this is awesome. So another saying of mine is, if it's not fun, I'm not doing it. And there's so much seriousness in the world. It's like, come on, time management doesn't have to be that serious. It can be fun. It can be something that you engage with and create the way you want to create it, as opposed to, oh, I still don't have enough time and I still haven't got that thing that I want done. And, oh, why are these papers building up, or these emails building up, or I don't have time to meet my friends, or I don't have time to exercise.
You said something very interesting. You actually can make time fun. How is that possible?
It's a matter of your mindset. So if you get on the the wave of time, in other words, on the front foot, on the front end of time, rather than being behind it, you tend to go, oh, I've got a blank canvas. And one of the ways that I've been able to do that in my life and what I teach others is the ability to take everything out of your head and dump it down on paper. It's what I call a data dump. So what it is the incompletions that are in your life, things that you've had as an idea and not started, things that you've started and not continued, things you've continued and not completed, and stuff that you've completed and not acknowledged. There are four things you can do with those. There are the things you can delete. There are things that are single action items. There are things that are projects and things that for someday maybe. So you can actually separate them and go, I'm going to get some of these done right now. Bang, and you get things done. You go, oh, there's a two-minute job. There's a two-minute job. There's a two-minute job. And you get them done. And what happens is your productivity goes up. Your self-esteem goes up because you're getting things done.
How would a person get a project done? Like, is there a certain productivity spectrum you have to go through? How does that work?
There's a lot of things on the market for project planning. But the simple part of projects is a two-part question. And the first question is, what are you trying to achieve? What's the end result? What could you do? What is it that you could then get to and go, tick, that one's done? And that's the end result. So as soon as you can clarify what it is that you're after, you then go, okay, now I know where I'm headed. The second part of the question is, what's the immediate next step? And there's always a next step. Always a next step.
That's quite interesting because I don't think a lot of people even consider the end result when they set a goal, let alone, you know, a next step.
Yeah, I've got these dreams. I've got these aspirations. And when I work with people, I go, nail it. What is it specifically? And we've all heard of SMART goals, specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and timeframe. So you can put it in a SMART framework of those things, but you can just say, what am I trying to achieve? Can I see it? Can I taste it? Can I feel it? What would it be when I achieve that? And then from there, come back to, next step. So I want to buy a car. What's the car you want to achieve? Okay, I want to buy a Jaguar, or I want to buy a BMW, or I want to buy the latest car in the one that I like. And you go, great. What's the model? What's the color? What's the trim? What are the wheels? Like, those sorts of things. You name it. Like, be really specific. And then from there, you go, if that's what you're after, what's something that you can do right here, right now to move that along? So there's always some practical next steps that you can do to create the momentum to get on the road to creating it.
Could you kind of give some examples of what kind of goals did you set through projects, and how did you develop that momentum to get through your own obstacles?
Very good. Very good question. We'll go back many, many, many years ago. I was being an Australian, and I was doing a seminar series, and the seminar series in Australia had a culmination of a seminar in America. And at that particular time, I wasn't earning very much money at all, and I didn't have very much money. And this particular seminar required me to not only pay the tuition, but also the flights and the accommodation. And it was a very large sum of money. And I've gone, I don't know how I'm going to do this. So I knew what I wanted to create, and I knew my starting point was near zero. So I said to myself, what's the first thing I need to do? What can I do? Well, the near zero, how much money is that? And can I put that aside as money for the goal? And what assets have I got? Like, what am I really prepared to do with this? Well, I'm prepared to sell everything I have to get over to America to create this goal. And it was very interesting because I got very close to the amount and I got stuck. And someone said, where are you at? And I said, well, I've done everything I can think of towards getting the money to go. And they said, everything? And I said, yeah, everything. They said, everything? I said, yeah, the only thing that's left is my bike, my push bike, my bicycle. And they said, well, that's not everything. And I went, oh, but selling my bike? Really? You want me to sell my... So how committed are you to getting to America? And I went, really committed. So sell your bike. And in that moment, when I sold the bike, I had the money from the bike and somebody else gave me the rest of the money for the trip. And I was heading to the States. So the momentum of doing the little bits created the opportunity to do a little bit more and a little bit more.
You definitely had that that person that gave you that hard piece of advice. Would you consider yourself that same person for every other client that comes to work with you?
Great question. And yes, there are times when you need people in your life to ask the hard questions. A good friend of mine by the name of Jen Harwood, she wrote the book called The Greatness Principle. And the Greatness Principle looks at who have you got in your life that align with your vision, support you in creating that vision, that can actually hold different roles in your life. They will play different roles in helping you attain what it is that you're after in your life. You cannot do it alone. There's a quote that says, man was not born to be alone.
You hit a very interesting point there, because I think especially in America where I live, it's always about being that self-made individual, doing everything yourself.
It's been instilled in us for a long time that we should be stand on your own two feet, do it yourself. It's like I've now stopped helping you. You need to stand up. You're a man now. You're a woman now. Do it yourself, do it yourself, do it yourself.
I think I want to go more deeper into this by taking a quick look at your website. I want to kind of help market your business too. Okay, so you offer online training. How does that work?
So whether it's in person or on a Zoom, it really is ability for the individual to say, I would like to get back an hour a day, and therefore it's a 90-minute exercise. I do them on a regular basis. In fact, that one was from a January one. So that needs, there'll be another one coming up soon. And it gives the individual a chance to do 90 minutes to get back that hour a day. They learn skills and tools and practical tips to get them along the way. So as that's my brand promise, I can give you back an hour a day. It's all about simple and easy stuff that you can implement, the strategies to get you more organized and efficient and effective with the time.
And then the About Us page.
That's the background on me. It's saying that my passion and expertise in time management has earned me the nickname the Time Lord. And it came about because I was doing business cards and I went, anyone can be a manager, anyone can be an owner, anyone can be a managing director. And we're being a Christian, we were talking to God about it and we're putting our head on the pillow, about to go to sleep. And I went, it's got to have something to do with time, Lord. And we laughed ourselves silly because it was like Time Lord, Doctor Who. Yep, thank you very much. It's Time Lord. Les the Time Lord Watson. So that gives you a bit of an indication about where that came from.
Talking about experience, you know, the training options. What types of training options do you offer?
Again, it's all designed for the individual or for the specific business. So if that's an hour online, we can do an hour. If it's 2 hours, we can do two. Three, we can do a half day. We can do a full day. We can do leadership training, which takes place over several months. Don't think that you would say that I'm boring, Jimbo. Would you agree with that?
You ain't boring.
No. So we can do in-house. You can fly me over. I'm happy to do in-house. I can do one-to-one. I can do mentoring and coaching.
Excellent. And next up, your store. So I'm assuming on the store you're going to sell your book there for easy access for a lot of your clients.
That's it. The book, Get Back an Hour Every Day, is there. If you just scroll down a little bit, it's got the two options. You can actually purchase the fully fledged book. as a paperback, and I'm happy to ship that to you there. But for some people that want instant access, you can get the digital version straight away, and that's available on the website as well. It's really good to get a visual of, oh yeah, I can see that, and this particular one's not going to load on me today, but that's okay. I'll invite all the listeners to go to Instagram and check it out, and it's at Time Lord Les. And it's at Time Lord Les. It's not at Time Lordles, but that's exactly the way you'd spell it. Time Lord Les. Yes. There it is. At Time Lord Les.
So next one, the blog. So you have a full blog as well. So do you regularly write on this? Do you talk about your meeting with Steve Wozniak as well?
That was a great opportunity, where I was helping out a good friend run a conference, and he invited the co-founder of Apple, and Steve arrived with his entourage, and we rushed him into the green room, and I was in the background, and the security go, no, you're coming in. And I'm going, I am nobody. Why would I be? So no, you're coming in. So I got to be in the room, and my good friend introduced me to Steve. Oh, this is Les. Oh, nice to meet you. And I got to shake his hand. And then he turned and he said, we're going to do some photos. Les, come and join us. So I was able to be in a photo with Steve Wozniak. And he's just such an amazingly brilliant man. And what he's done to help change the world is truly phenomenal.
So this has been an amazing interview. And I kind of would like to end it off here. Are there any final words you would like to say to the audience? It was such a privilege to have you here today.
It's great. And you've been very gracious, Jimbo, and allowed me to speak a lot. And good interviewers do that. Just let people go. It's like, you've got the reins, Les, go right ahead. So I really appreciate that. I would like to offer something from me for free. And that is, if you go to my website, getmoretime.com.au/podcast, which is not my podcast, but it's for the opportunity for you to go to that link and pick up some of my freebies. So as you get there, you'll see that there are a couple of things you can get for free. You can even get 15 minutes of free consulting with me. There may be another freebie on there, but you need to go. There's a couple of freebies on there that I go, just have to check it out. So getmoretime.com.au/podcast and see what freebies that are there that I can give you. One of them is, if you want to talk to me more about coaching, if you like me, if you go, I like this guy, I want to work with him, then just tick the box, get in touch. Happy for me to create a time and of our calendars and make something work between the two of us.
Excellent. That's a great offer. So listen up, guys. That's a great offer. All right. I'm Jimbo Paris, and this is the Jimbo Paris Show. Again, great talk, sir. And also support us on Patreon if you need to. Excellent.
Wonderful. Thanks, Jimbo.
All right. Make sure you also buy Alison Roberts' book. It's a great book focused on motivation, self-improvement, and discovering yourself both spiritually and also in the real-life goals that you have as well. Thank you again. This is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.